Guess what time it is?
Spritz o'clock.
Welcome back to another episode of the Spritz o'clock podcast with Reeves Lee. Today I'm joined with my friend Rachel. Rachel is a Dallas-based stylist, and she also works at Kate, which is like a fabulous new store in Highland Park Village. And she juggles doing styling on the side. She has this side hustle. And I'm just really excited for y'all to hear this episode. Rachel is just, she's a woman of many talents. And I have to, I spam her all the time asking her, what to wear for every occasion. So I'm really excited for her to spread her knowledge with all of you today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I know.
Long time listener, first time on the pod of any sort. So I'm excited.
We're going to have fun today.
Yes.
Okay. So I was telling Rachel before, I was giving her the lowdown. We do ins and outs every single episode. So I had her come prepared with ins and outs.
Yes. Do you want to start with your in?
Okay, fine. I'll start with my
start
in.
Start on a positive note.
Yeah.
Because it can get negative really quick.
Okay, so my in this week, I just realized I'm obsessed with my TMZ notifications. That is my news source, which I know is literally so bad, but I literally found out Trump was shot via TMZ notification. So
that's actually wild.
It's actually really bad.
I actually didn't find out for after half the world did, because I follow nothing political on Instagram. It is all fashion and influencers. Mm-hmm, so when everyone was talking about it, I was like, really? I had to go to X or Twitter to see what was going on.
I need to get X, but
maybe not, because everyone's the first thing they're canceled by is by old tweets. And I just wonder if you want to do anything in the influencer world, be a celebrity, whatever, delete your Twitter.
Yeah.
Delete your X. It baffles me every time someone gets canceled. I'm like, let me guess. It was their Twitter. It was their old
tweets.
From
2013.
Yeah, it's a vile place. So maybe it's good that you don't have an X. Maybe don't get on X. I actually think that everything bad in the world happens on X.
No, that's true. Okay.
Maybe not.
Don't worry, guys. Don't follow me on X. I'm not going to have one.
Reeves is not getting on X. She doesn't need it.
Yeah. She's like, don't need that.
Yeah, I'll start with my in.
Okay.
So this is really specific to me. In the season is a boot that will fit my calves. This has been an ongoing issue for me my entire life. I remember when I was a senior in high school, I got a pair of Tory Burch riding boots, and those were the thing to have.
Yeah.
And I vividly remember having a skinny pair of jeans, shoving my calf into these Tory Burch boots. I could feel my pulse throbbing. I'm not kidding. I vividly remember being at a baseball game, being like, I can feel the pulse in my calves. It looked probably painted on my skin. And since then, I've been traumatized by the fall boot trend. And cowboy boots usually are fine, but I want a cute, sexy, knee-high boot. And there's a girl I follow on TikTok, and she does a wide calf boot trend. Mm-hmm. So I follow her every time this treacherous season starts, because I'm like, I can't wear those. And so, yeah, that's my end for the year. Gani, if you could make a cute boot that fits my calf, would love.
Send them to her.
Send them to me. I'd, love to try them out.
She'll be your wide
calf boot girl for sure. Yeah. It's hard work. It's not for everyone, but I'm willing to really put in the time.
It's very niche, but I feel like it's something a lot of people struggle with.
Yeah. I think I have a pretty normal body, so it's kind of crazy
that's the only thing kind of thick on Rachel over here.
No, it's crazy that calves just don't fit my boots, don't fit my calves. So yeah, that's really my end for this year, is finding a boot this fall season that fits.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah.
And that's not chooky,
Mm-hmm. Like a cool.
Yeah, and we'll get into what's in for fashion right now. But it's not really a thick, soled boot.
Yeah.
It's a cowboy boot and a sexy, tiny heel boot.
Like the little short ones.
Yes. Well, okay, honestly, I love a kitten heel, but on a boot, it almost feels like you need a little more height.
Yeah. Love a chunky, or the heel that's I can't explain it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because I was going to say, there's nothing worse than an ankle boot that's a chunky heel for me personally, and a rounded toe. That whole combination to me is would rather die, but like I'm not here to yuck everyone's yum because I'm not, but like I hate that boot. That chunky boot, you know?
Yeah. And it's all about your everywhere. Leg type too. Like if 100%. You have like
I've shorter fat calves, leg. So I can't wear an ankle boot that's cuts thick. Off. Yeah. I look stumpy. And we so have, mm-hmm. I don't want to put my own insecurities onto everyone else. But for me, I can't.
So but for me, no.
For me personally, not to make everything about myself, I can do those boots and I won't be doing them this fall season. So
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
I can't wait
about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your out?
Okay. So my out is like very specific. So I was actually at a restaurant and I like went to Tinkle and I literally pulled out my phone and was like, this is my out. Public black toilets. Y'all.
Not to call them out, but where were you?
I was at, I was at Honor Bar. And literally. There's just something so spooky about a black it's public gross. Toilet. But Rachel made a good point earlier. You can't, like, when they get dirty, like, for cleaning purposes, like, they're probably great to have at home. But, like, for a public toilet, I am literally taking my flashlight and, like, inspecting this thing.
This is not on my bingo card for this year. First being on a podcast and second talking about a black toilet. But I agree. It is disgusting.
So gross.
It's vile. Cancel every restaurant that has a black toilet. Agreed.
Period. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. Okay, Rachel, now give us your out.
My out is Hinge. And I just want to briefly go over why that is. I was bamboozled this week.
That's literally an understatement.
It's an understatement. And it came out of nowhere, honestly. And now I'm kind of – yeah. So all I'm going to say is that I was bamboozled. I no longer want to meet men on Hinge. I've had – you know, I would say success stories, but then again, I'm single right now. So maybe they weren't success stories. But I have –
You haven't had horror stories
no,
like this.
No. And most of the people I feel like I meet on Hinge, it's like I know someone in the background or I'm like, I know where they went to college. And then I look them up on Instagram. We have mutuals. Yeah. So this was really – maybe I bamboozled myself because this was really the first time I met someone that I had no mutuals with. And so maybe
– She was so excited. Like, let me preface this. We went on a walk. She's like – You were just short of being like, this is my husband. Like,
no,
she's like,
I was not.
He's the greatest guy. He's so nice. I was like, no, he's great.
I'm also just like so easily fooled. Like when people talk about love bombing, like I fall for it.
I fall for it every single time.
I do too. And it's like, he's so sweet. No, he's literally perfect. I'm telling everyone in my life, like I'm, you know, whatever, X,
like,
Y,
I'm
Z.
Going to get my wedding
but
dress.
Have I ever been this... I don't even know the word to explain. No, I haven't. And so Hinge is done. I deleted my account. Like I had it on pause. And then I was like, there's actually something so embarrassing about having a profile out there on you, like a dating app. You know, when you think about it, it's like – it is kind of – Yeah.
It's kind of like I get
it's touch and go. You know, I want to meet in an old fashioned, like traditional way. Yeah. And I'm not even old fashioned or traditional at all. But I'm like, LDU, you know? The trail, you know, Ice House, something.
Anywhere but Hinge.
Anywhere but Hinge or any dating app. And Raya, if you're listening to this, I know you're not.
They won't accept me.
They won't accept me. I'm willing to give you, what is it, $50 a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a year for
me. It's rude. And I even emailed them to delete my application and then I reapplied.
It's because they know we want it too bad. So they just.
It's true. I have 20 referrals and.
I probably do too.
And I think some ex, because I did add all of my exes that were like on there. I think one of them denied me. And I'm going to live with that.
You know what?
And that's
my
fault.
We don't need that. We're way too pretty, way too cool.
I don't think we are.
We are.
No, I've seen Raya. And there's some cute guys. There really is.
Well, like, we're going to run into
them. My friend married. She has a boyfriend from Raya.
Bye. Literally bye.
Bye.
So. Can't be us because we're swearing off dating apps.
Maybe we should get Raya to sponsor the podcast.
We'll accept my application first. So let's kind of get into the episode. I really want to pick Rachel's brain, all things fashion, all things styling. I think her job is just like truly so interesting. And like we were on a walk the other day and I was like mesmerized by what she was telling me. And I just think it's so very interesting. So
thank you.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
So my first question I have for you, how did you kind of get into the fashion, the styling realm of things?
Right. honestly, I feel like it's so layered because I think fashion or styling or how you dress yourself is something, I don't always want to say it's something you either have or you don't, but you either the type of person that gets up in the morning and the first thing they think about is what am I wearing today, or you're not.
No, that's
you're
so
either
true.
Someone that's like cares or you don't really care, or like you're dressing for comfort. Like there's so many, you know, ways you can.
But you're like thinking of
exactly. Like I go to bed and I'm like, what am I wearing tomorrow? Like it keeps me up at night. Yeah. So I'm like, I am so passionate about clothes and that kind of thing. So, and I just posted this on TikTok the other day. It's like I got best dressed in fourth grade. So it's literally something I've always loved to do. My dad said I would come downstairs in the morning and have, it'd be like summer and I'd have like a scarf wrapped around my neck. And then 3 days later, my dad's like, where's your scarf? I'm like, oh, everyone's doing it now. I don't want to do it. And so, and I don't feel that way necessarily anymore about style, but I've just always been someone who liked to dress. Mm-hmm. I was the one in high school where my friends are like, you're so annoying. They're wearing leggings and a big t-shirt and I'm like dressed in jeans and stuff. So it's always been something I really loved. But I think what really started it was my mom runs a clothing nonprofit. And so growing up, I always donated my clothes. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't wear something, it would be at Common Threads. And I'm like, mom, like – I was waiting to wear this. Like I haven't worn it, you know, or something like that. So I would always style girls that came in from high school that had to shop for donated clothes. So mm-hmm. it was all free to them. But I would hold my clothes aside to want to style them in them or keep them for high schoolers. Because if you can think about it, like it's kind of like a Goodwill or something. People mm-hmm. just get rid of the clothes they don't want anymore that are out of style. You know, and one of the ladies that worked there was Pentecostal. Mm-hmm. And so she kept like long skirts. And back then, like a long denim skirt was not in. Now you can wear a long denim skirt, but in high school, telling a girl to wear a long denim skirt, she's like, absolutely not. And so it was really hard for those girls that were underprivileged to find clothes that they liked. And so that's kind of how I got started, was in the summers I would style girls in like the clothes that I was like donating, and you know, it was like Miss Me jeans or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it was things that were a little bit more in style. So that's kind of how I got started a little bit.
But I love
that. It was really always something I love to do. I'm the only girl. And so for my mom, that's kind of how we bonded, would go shopping and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's just something I've always loved to do. And then I had a quarter life crisis.
Okay. Tell us about that.
So I was 25, about to turn 26. My best friend had just gotten married and I was like, I was an executive assistant. I'm not too proud to say that.
We've all been there.
Yeah, yeah. So I sat behind a desk at this company that was all men. You know, it was very mm-hmm. classic, like girl at the front accepting packages, stocking the fridge. Like I was answering the phone. Hi, this is Rachel. And I realized how terrible I was at that job. And that's not even – I went to school for human development and family science, and I minored in special ed. So I always thought that I was going to be a special ed teacher or work – I always wanted to work with people in mm-hmm. some capacity, and I always thought, okay, I'll just dress for fun for myself. Never really thought about turning that into a career. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I hit 25. I looked myself in the mirror, and I was like, girl, you have to do something that you love and that you're passionate about. And I really think that money follows when you're passionate. Mm-hmm. And I think we're scared in college, like you have to pick a career, and all the choices, none of it's fun.
No.
None of it. No. Finance, no. Like, I can't even tell you. Even educate, like, nothing we want to do is fun. Even, like, PR, you could think of jobs that are fun mm-hmm. in PR. But it's like, is that really going to be fun working a 9-to-5? And so I kind of just knew I was not going to do something traditional. And nothing mm-hmm. I ever did really wanted to make money. Like, being a teacher, you know, you can make a good living. I don't want to say that. But, you know, nothing I really wanted to do was going to make money. So I'm like, you know.
Might as well.
Might as well.
Take a leap.
Yeah, take a leap. And so in August of my 25th year, I started working at Free People mm-hmm. at North Park Mall. I started making $12 an hour. The entry-level position is called a stylist. So like I was a stylist. Had zero experience besides just how I styled myself. Mm-hmm. And so I started, and then it kind of just took off from there, honestly. By the time I left, 7 months later, I was making $19 an hour. And it wasn't – it honestly took me 2 or 3 months to get full time there.
Really?
Like they didn't even want to have me full time. But I started in the fitting room. And so honestly, that's the best way to talk to people mm-hmm. is just being in the fitting room, hanging up people's clothes, being like, hey, like, yeah. what did you find everything you're looking for? And I'm just, you know me, I can talk to just about anyone. Mm-hmm. And so it was just easy for me to strike up conversations. Yeah. And I started getting like regular shoppers, people that were like, is Rachel working today? Whatever. And so then I started, you know, buying the clothes, wearing them in a, such a funky way. If you follow me on Instagram, you know, I'm like the biggest fan of overalls. Mm-hmm. And so I would wear the craziest, funkiest tops under my overalls. And
so cute.
I just, there's no dress code. So you can, I mean, the stuff I wore to Free People.
I bet they loved it.
No, but it looks like you worked there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it just like, made
sense. It was just crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looking back, I'm like, I would never wear any of that. But it caught people's attention mm-hmm. and, you know, they'd be like, oh, do you have that size, you know, that shirt in my size? And then it would kind of yeah. go from there. So that's kind of how I got into styling was retail. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I love retail. I'm a retail
too.
Girl. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of how I got into it. And then after Free People, I realized there was this thing called commission. And I said, wait a minute.
Hi?
I can get paid to work there. And mm-hmm. then also I can get paid for my sales. So mm-hmm. when I worked at Free People, I was the top seller across the entire like company. So under URBN. So Free People, Anthropology, and Urban Outfitters.
Oh my gosh.
For multiple months, I was the top seller.
But I have chills.
Yeah. So I sold, I think my best month was $211,000.
Rachel.
Yes, I know.
She sold the shit out of some
say,
clothes.
They didn't assign me to any role. They just had me on the floor. And I was just like, you're going to wear this with that and that. And I was just selling the shit out of everything. And at the time, I was like, I thought Free People was so expensive.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that it's not expensive because there's things that I think are worth it and things are not. But yeah, so I was just kind of like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun. I loved going to work. And mind you, I was making maybe $14, $15 at the time, making mm-hmm. no commission, and I was selling so much stuff.
But you loved it.
And I loved it. And I met people that I would have never crossed paths with. Mm-hmm. And I also think this is important for anyone who wants to get into styling. It's a free way to meet so many clients.
Yeah. No, it
and
is.
And at all different price points, mm-hmm. you know, because you meet the people who Free People's at the top of their budget or it's at the bottom of their budget or mm-hmm. it's the place they go to find their going out tops. And so you meet people in all different walks of life. And Dallas just being a melting pot. I mean,
yeah, it is.
There was a lady, Hannah, that worked at the jewelry store across the hall, and she would come in, you know, and we had nothing in mm-hmm. common, but everything in common. And it was fun. And oh. so I got to practice conversation with clients. I got to see how different styles fit on them. So if they were bustier, had bigger thighs, you know, whatever it was, I got to work with so many mm-hmm. different body types. And I think that really helped me where I am now, being able to have my own clients.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Because I feel like you're so good. Like, that doesn't fit you well. Like, try this. Like, let's – you should get it taken in here. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you're really, really good at that.
I am so honest to my core.
She is.
And one thing about me is because I want someone to tell me. Mm-hmm. And I think the best way to be a stylist or to work in retail is you be the – be the sales associate that you want to see in the world.
Yeah.
I know that sounds so dramatic, but like you want a girl, you want a girl's girl. You want mm-hmm. someone that's like, hey, honestly, like, you know, these pants look a little too tight. And then I'll be honest, if I'm working, I'm like, they stretch out though. So I think you should keep that size.
Yeah.
Being able to be the expert of every brand that you're working for helps you in sales, but also I'm just, returns are a bitch too when you're working retail. So how it worked at when I worked at Veronica Beard was, let's say it's a new week and mm-hmm. I hadn't sold nothing, right? And I like, let's say a biggie. So a biggie is over $4,000 in a sale. They come back the next day and let, you know, we all return things for different reason. I'm sure there's a whole psychology behind why you return clothes. Mm-hmm. So it could be your husband didn't like it. It could be you regret spending the money, whatever it is. I'm just – I take the pressure off of all of it. I want you to have the best time shopping.
Yeah.
I want you to feel your best. I don't want you to go home with anything you're even second guessing. I want you to be obsessed with it for a couple reasons, because I'm not going to ever send you home with something that I don't feel like you like. Mm-hmm. So for commission, it can be – so working at Free People was nice that I could sell all of this stuff, but mm-hmm. I wasn't hit with returns. So – it's just when you sell more, you get more returns, and that's really it. So I never wanted to oversell or ever feel yeah. like anyone had any pressure to buy anything, because how awkward is it to go into a store where they, it's you can, you know, they're working commission. You're like, yeah, like I want to return this. And as soon as you walk in, I'm like, oh my God, did the top not work?
Yeah.
Like, did you not wear it on your date or did mm-hmm. you not do X, Y, and Z? Like, let's return it.
Yeah.
I want you to have something in your closet you love. And especially love depending on the price point, like we all have kept things that we felt pressured to buy from mm-hmm. sales associates. And they're also not going to want to come back in and shop with you.
No, exactly.
So I'm like, zero pressure, girl. If you want to come back in and return, like, do it. Anyway, so I think there's pros and cons to working commission. Obviously, mm-hmm. you can make incredible yeah. money on commission if, you know, if you're passionate about what you're selling. But at the same time, you know, returns, it keeps you up at night. It really does.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah. And, at, you know, at Veronica Beard, we could see where everyone was in the company at any given time. So every day, it was every single store. And it was just the top seller to the last bottom seller. And for me, I want to be number one.
Yeah.
And if I'm not, like in the nicest way possible, that's tough for me because I'm a, you know, I'm not really a numbers girl.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to like, you know, I might be a little competitive. Like,
yeah.
I'll be very genuine on the sales floor. I'm never going to oversell or sell someone anything. But I think it just goes hand in hand. Like, if you're intentionally selling, your numbers follow.
No, I agree.
And so, yeah, I was kind of just worked out that way.
I love that.
Yeah.
So let's pivot into kind of how you got into styling clients, how you built your client roster, what a typical styling session looks like for you. And, I kind of feel like Rachel has like the best approach at styling because I think whenever you think of a personal stylist, you think like, oh my gosh, like a millionaire has, they have all these stylists. You have to have so much money.
You have a big budget.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like Rachel does such a great job with like including everyone with any budget, everything of the sort. So I kind of want you to talk about that.
Yeah, for sure. And I also want to mention that if you're listening to this and you have any interest in being a stylist, I truly think that there's room for everyone. I'm not – and something I heard on TikTok lately was blowing someone's candle out doesn't make yours shine any brighter. Mm-hmm. So it's like me, I don't gatekeep at all. Like if you want to do – if you want to be a personal stylist, let's go get coffee. I will sit down and tell you how to do all of it top mm-hmm. to bottom because if this is something you're passionate about, it's going to follow and you're going to make money and you're going to get clients. I've just found that the best way to meet those clients was starting in retail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think the best way to kind of get clients or to start your book of business, I definitely think it's important to have retail experience
mm-hmm.
because how I mentioned earlier with Free People, you know, that was a lower end store on the spectrum of, you know, clothes have gotten so expensive. Like,
oh yeah, I can't. So expensive.
Tops, I mean, you can't, I feel like I can't find a top for under $100.
You can't.
No, and I'm not going to contribute to Amazon fashion. I'm sorry. And I don't mean that as any shade, but when I do closet edits, that's the first thing I edit out is all those matching sets. And because after one wash, it just looks like a wrinkled mess or mm-hmm. whatever. So I really think the best way to get clients is starting in retail. And, you know, I think I was in retail for a total of not even 2 years before I kind of felt like I could probably go on my own and mm-hmm. do my own thing. But yeah, so I would say that every client is a new opportunity. Anyone that walks in the door of the store you work at is a new opportunity, a new connection. If I could tell you the most wild stories of how I've met people or the connections. Like I was in New York one time at a CVS and I met this group of girls from Dallas. Years later, I was in the fitting room with someone at Free People. And her mom was – this lady was like, follow me on Instagram, whatever. I'd love your help styling. When I worked at Free People, I had no experience styling. And I DM'd her and I was like, is, you know, so-and-so your daughter? She was like, yes. And I'm like, I met her at a CVS in New York City. And it's like now I style her. Now she's one of my clients.
Wait, that's so neat.
And so it's like you just never know when you're going to meet someone. And so I would say being kind to everyone and making it accessible to everyone, honestly. Mm-hmm. So I'll be totally honest and transparent about pricing and everything. So – which is like hard because it's like I know – It's hard for a couple reasons because I want to be able to support myself financially.
Yeah.
Girl's got a credit card. You know, I love to shop. I like clothes. So, yes, I want to be able to financially support myself. I think that's what's most important to me. There are stylists that charge $200 an hour that charge based on sessions into mm-hmm. the thousands. You can be a retainer stylist and charge into the tens of thousands for seasons. I mean, it's really crazy.
Whew.
But I, to my core, am a high-low girl.
Yeah.
I'm a Target shoe with a Staud dress
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? I just love to mix and match brands, and I never want a client to look like they just stepped out of one store. Like, I think it's so important that I think that's personal style is mixing all the things that you own.
Oh, definitely.
And having that like personal touch and being, you know, not being afraid to be a little funky. Okay, let's talk about what a session typically looks like.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a little scenario. So let's say I was working at a retail store. I met a client and I tell her, hey, I do styling on the side. And I want to preface this, not every retail store might be okay with you doing styling on your side. So to give a little background is in January, I left my job at Free People to work for a professional wardrobe stylist. And I was with her the last 6 months. I learned a lot about how to have client relationships, what, you know, styling sessions look like, what shopping trips look like. Like, she taught me so much about all of that. And I think that that was very important to where I am now, because you can, you know, working in retail and then having a client are completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're getting leads from the store. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not paying you to be a stylist. You're a seller for the brand. And so now you have to be out of a store and, you know, pricing. I mean, that was the absolute worst, was to ask someone to pay me.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why. I think it's because I'm like, this is just so – it comes so easy and natural to me that when it comes to like, okay, I feel like I've been here 2.5 hours. Like, you can Venmo me this. And it's like terrifying.
I feel like it's because you're like a very sweet, down-to-earth, like genuine person. And so I feel like you're just like – for example, Rachel all the time is like, let me come get in your closet. Like, we'll go to North Park. I'm like, no, I have to pay you, or like at least let me like buy your dinner, because like you're helping me and I know this is what you do for work. She's like, no, 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 no. I'm like, yes.
It's hard. It's hard. Yeah. And also like my favorite client, Lauren, and I don't want to say that, and my other clients are like, what about me? But I'm really, really close to my client, Lauren, and I let her borrow a lot of my clothes and she lets me borrow hers. And she's been kind of my guinea pig in terms of starting my own. So I'll start with her on an example of how I started with a client. Met her at Free People, and then I ran into her at Honor Bar when I was working at Veronica Beard. And she was like, what are you doing? We didn't know each other very well at all. We started following each other on Instagram. And then she said, hey, I have to go to Stagecoach and I have no idea what to wear. And so I made a couple mood boards, you know, the flat lays that all the girlies on TikTok and stuff wore. That was honestly the first time I ever made a flat lay, was for her, because I was used to being in people's closets and just doing it with their own clothes. And so I made a couple ideas for her, and I had no idea her budget in mind or anything. I just wanted to go on the lower end of things. So it was like some stuff from Zara, you know, Free People, whatever. And I kind of gave her a general idea. So what I said was, let me come over and look in your closet. Let's pull out some pieces that we think will work for your outfits. And then we'll just go and shop based on like the need. So I'm always, let's go shop for your need, not your want.
Yeah.
And so your needs are your wants at the same time, because it's like, I don't have anything to go on dates. That's a need, but you also want to look good. Yeah. So it's like, you want to, you know, two birds, one stone, or whatever the saying is.
Love this.
And so we'll always take – I like to have an inventory of my head – in my head of what everyone's closet looks like. And I think to a normal person that sounds absolutely insane, but I can tell you every single jean style that Lauren has in her closet, every black tank top, every strapless bra, everything. I know all her accessories. So
this
when
is a great stylist.
So when
right here.
I'm shopping, like let's just say I'm going to the mall for something for myself, I'm out and I'm like, I see things for clients all the time and I send them a picture and they're like, oh my God, you find the best stuff or whatever. And I'm like, because I know that they don't already have that in their closet. Yeah. And so I'm already thinking ahead of, you know, and I'm never going to send them something that's $1 million and that's not a need in their closet. So like for Lauren, we went to Ghani, and that's like my favorite bag right now.
You
that little
Ghani
bag that comes in every color.
Is it the little like crossbody one? Or like,
yeah. And it, but you can remove the strap, so it can just be a handle bag too. And we were deciding between the black or the cheetah print. And we're like, okay, you need a black bag. Like that's really what you need. That will go with everything. That's kind of the missing piece, because I was letting her borrow my little Prada crossbody because she goes to all the music festivals for her job because she works for T-Mobile. And so she needed a bag that zipped so her stuff wouldn't fly out.
Yeah.
And so we were always looking for that. So she had been borrowing mine. And so we were like, let's go get you your own. And we're like, we love the cheetah. Cheetah's so in. But then we're like, realistically, let's get the black.
Yeah.
We'll go with everything. And cheetah's just in right now, as you could say.
See, I need Rachel in my back pocket or like on my shoulder when I'm shopping, because I'll be like, oh, I need the cheetah and the zebra and the black.
Yeah, I am so honest. And I'm like, we're walking out of the store, get out. Like, mm-hmm. we're not looking at it. Like,
that's what we need.
Yeah. So she went on Poshmark and found an old Ghani bag that was cheetah print.
Love.
That was like $150 and ended up ordering that instead. So it was like, okay. And then if she's tired of that, she can resell it. But we know that black one will stand the test of time. Love that. And so, yeah. So it's, a session can look like, let's say I have a brand new client and I just, let's say it was a referral. So one of my clients, Christy, she's Blonde to Eat, which I think everyone loves her.
I'm obsessed with her.
It's kind of a funny story because I didn't even know her first name when I was going over to her house.
Like, I'm going to Blonde to Eat's house.
Like, my client just was like, hey, I gave your name out to someone and your number. Like, I think she needs help. So Christy was going to Europe for 6 weeks, basically. Mm-hmm. And to anyone, that is so scary to pack for. I mean, how do you even begin to do that, you know? And so she called, you know, she texted me whenever I came to her house. She opened the door. I was like, oh my God, I know her. I was like, I've seen your stuff on Instagram, you know, whatever. And she could not have been more kind. So I want to give you an example of someone I had no idea, you know, what they had in their closet, whatever. The first thing we did was, let's do a closet edit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also for my inventory in my head. Let's see what jean shorts she has. What mm-hmm. size is she? You know, how are her tops fitting? What is stuff she's gravitating towards? And do I feel like that's either flattering for her body? Is that still in style? And every client you have to be either more delicate with, or you can be a little harder with.
Mm-hmm.
So Lauren, we joke now. I'm like, take that off. And we'll like be giggling in the fitting room because it's so ugly. And I can kind of make her try on things that are just work in my head that might not work on her body.
Mm-hmm.
But for Christy, it was like, okay, let's see what you have and then how we need to shop for this trip. And so I'll have people that just want me to come over and pack for their trip or just, you know, buy for fall, whatever it is. Yeah. So Christy needed a lot. And I think she can agree in the kindest, most sweetest way possible is I think we become a victim of influencer marketing.
Oh, yeah. No, I believe it. I see stuff all – I literally saw something today. I bought a bag.
No, like, it's all the time. Terrible. And I think because of where I am right now, I can say that I don't typically buy stuff that people post, except if it's like girls that I follow on Instagram that I know and we're mutuals and we're both in styling and stuff.
Well, I feel like I don't know. I feel like I fall victim to that a lot. So, and I'm also the kind of person where I don't want that dress from Zara that everyone has, or like, right. I don't
like
want
that cheetah dress.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want that.
Right. Yeah. So with Christy, we just needed to look at inventory of her closet. And then she just had so much stuff, and whether it's too big now or it's too small, I genuinely believe all of that takes up space in your head.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you walk into a full closet, your head's already like, I have so much I can wear. I have so many options. But then when it gets down to it, you're trying on your fifth top and nothing looks good.
I can't wait for her to step into my closet soon, because that's that.
And then you feel frumpy in it or whatever, and mm-hmm. it all evokes a different emotion. And so I'm the one that can go in and be like, let's get rid of the problem.
Like,
let's,
you don't have any emotional like attachment to this top, so like I just need someone to come in and be like,
exactly,
we gotta get rid let's of this top. You wore to senior prom.
Yes.
Senior
exactly. But I'm like, I'm the one that can be a little more harsh because you're hiring me to be kind of mm-hmm. the bad guy.
Yeah.
But in the end, you're gonna feel so much better.
Oh yeah.
And so anyway, so I'll go in and like, I don't want to be controversial, but like, let's just talk about the puff sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's a smock dress with the puff sleeve, listen, I love that. I feel comfortable in it. I feel cute in it. But is that something you need 15 of in your closet? No. Yeah. And it's even the Abercrombie one that has like the lines in mm-hmm. the front. You know, we all know that dress.
Yeah.
It's flattering on a lot of body types. You don't have to think about it, but
just have it in black or like one color.
Exactly. I think it's a staple piece, yes, but you don't need to have it in every pattern, the mm-hmm. short version, the long version. I think we just need to be – we're consumers as girls too. Yeah. And I have to say, I think after working mainly at Veronica Beard, I was – so the discount was pretty good. So I was able to really invest mm-hmm. in tank tops or underpinnings of mm-hmm. jackets and things. So like a white tank top goes so far. A crisp white tank top that doesn't show your bra straps, that doesn't give you a uniboob or whatever. You know what I mean? Like where it's like one boob across.
Yes.
Like those go so far because we've all seen a really chic girl in a pair of great jeans and a white tank, and let's say like a Mary Jane or a heel.
And like a great belt.
Yeah. And then like an oversized jacket. And you're like, she looks so chic. And you can all look that way. So that was really the brand that helped me. I got all my blazers from Veronica Beard, all my white tanks, and I got a lot of really great pairs of denim. And so for me, those are really, I think, should be investment pieces in everyone's closet. Should be your basics, which is your white t-shirts, your black t-shirts, your white tanks, your black tanks.
Yeah.
And I think you should have a black blazer, a navy blazer, and maybe a tan one. And I really think – and then really good jeans. Like, honestly – I have pairs of Zara that I love. And I'm never going to sit here and be like, buy Zara jeans. Don't buy the Abercrombie. No. If they work for you, wear them.
Let me give an example like what Rachel – let me just like give an example.
Are we talking about the barrel?
Yes. Yeah. So I like send her photos of like things I buy on occasion. And it was during my Weenies and Teenies party that I talked about on the last episode. And I was like, okay, this is what I'm wearing. I'm wearing this like Reformation white tank with the martini glass. And then I got these really cute barrel jeans. And she's like, oh my God, cute. Like, send me a photo. Where'd you find them? I'm like, oh, Frame. She's like, Reeves, you could have found those at Zara. Like, they're very trendy. You did not need to buy the Frame jeans that are barrel. Like, it's trendy right now. And I was like, love that. She called me out. She's so right. Like, I could have found a pair at Zara.
Right. And my favorite barrel jeans are Free People. And I think they're $98 or $108.
See, I needed
and
to
I'm
do
not
that.
Gonna sit here and say that's not expensive for a trendy jean. Yes, you can go to Zara and get them for $60 or whatever. But I know that they fit in with my personal style, so I'm okay spending a little bit more on them. But yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. And I tell all my clients this. We need to invest in the basics, invest in the stuff that you wear the shit out of.
Yeah.
I can't even explain how many times I've worn my Veronica Beard blazers, and this is not a Veronica Beard ad. I'm not saying you need to go buy a $600 blazer. I got such a good discount, and so I was able to get those pieces that I wouldn't usually be able to afford. But yeah, I think that there's some things that you really need to invest in. And I have to say, I am – Aritzia's number one fan. And let me explain this, because I think the shopping experience there is terrible. Absolutely terrible. But when you walk in, and I'm not saying like walk in with me, but when you walk in with me with a client, I have girls that work there that I know, and I either text them before I come in or whatever, and they meet me at the front, or I see them on the floor, and that shuts down all the conversation. It shuts down the, what are you looking for today? Can I help you find this? Can I start you a fitting room? They know that I'm like, I'm with my client, or I'm shopping for my client. Like, thank you so much. And like, I want you to get your bag. I do. Yeah. I want you to get that commission. But like, it's going to be better for me and my client if I can just kind of lead in this way.
Yeah.
And so – and that goes back to another kind of best practice in styling, is I always take an hour of my time. And I think if any real stylist heard this, they'd be like, she's not charging for that time. It depends. But I like to go to a store first and pick out what I want my client to try on.
Yeah.
It cuts out so much shopping time. Most clients, the reason why they're in the position they are, it's because they hate shopping.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to buy.
My feet literally start hurting and I'm like, I'm done. I'm clocked out. I'm
done.
You're
getting sweaty. You're
overstimulated.
Yeah, it's the noise, everything. Yeah. I thrive on a sale. I thrive in a clothing store. And I'm just like, that will go with that, and she can wear it with that. And then I'm thinking in my head, what does she already own? And so I like to go in and kind of pre-pick out. But I really have to say, if you want to get some basics for not an insane price, I really think that Aritzia has great basics. Like,
yeah,
a square neck tank top.
No, they're the most flattering. I mean, and like, the quality is so good. Like, my boobs have kind of shrunk, but like, they used to be bigger and I wouldn't even have to wear
skinny?
A bra. Sorry, am I like skinny? I don't have to wear a bra with them, but that's like, they're crazy. Great quality. Yes. And they suck you in. What is it? The sculpt?
The contour, I think.
The contour. Yeah. The most flattering.
The Babaton.
That whole line.
I agree.
Fabulous.
And I want to touch on the bodysuit for a second. I'm passionate about a bodysuit. I'm over it.
They will cut you up in places you don't want to
be
cut.
No, it's not that. I am over, and I don't mean this to any of the Dallas girls or the girls listening. When I went out this past weekend, we were walking by Old Monk. Every girl was in a black tank top and jean cutoff shorts or jeans.
And kitten heels.
Yes. And I have to say,
black.
Listen, it's a classic look. and it's a classic look, and I'm not dogging on your style at mm-hmm. all. But I think, imagine if you had a cropped tank still fitted and it showed just the smallest line of your stomach and gave you a little more shape. I'm just really over a bodysuit and jeans.
No.
I'm really over it.
I swore that off a while ago.
I think a baby tee any day over like a tight bodysuit into jeans.
A cropped little tee where like you can like almost see your
and your jeans are just ever so slightly big.
Oh, and like
and you're just looking skinny.
It's just like so flattering.
Yeah, I agree. And I also want to touch on, I think this is something too that I'm very passionate about with styling right now. I like to play around with what skin is showing. And I mm-hmm. want to give you an example. So let's say your décolletage is out, your chest is out, you're wearing a strapless top. Then I think majority of your legs should be covered. Mm-hmm. You can wear a pant with that. But if you have a short skirt, I don't want you to also be wearing something strapless. Yeah. So let's say it's the dead of winter, you're wearing a turtleneck. I want you to at least wear a heel, not an open toe heel. I want you to wear at least, let's say a kitten heel, but it shows the top of your foot. I want to see a little skin mm-hmm. somewhere. So it's yes. either if it's not at the top.
Like a balance.
Yes. Everything has to be proportioned. And then it goes back to if your top is tight, your bottom can be a little bit looser, or mm-hmm. if your bottom's loose, you know, vice versa. I like to play with proportion that way. But at the same time, I'll also wear the most unflattering outfit and not give a shit because I don't dress for the male gaze. Just like my haircut. Every guy I've ever asked, they're like, oh, you should grow it out. And I'm like,
I'm obsessed with her hair.
That actually makes me want to keep it short.
Wait, actually, her hair looks so cute when she does her little like bun.
Slick back bun did ruin my hair. I'm the first to admit it.
Me, my hairline receding.
Right it's now. Not that. It's that I use those tiny rubber bands.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
I'm just like the.
I know. The I just ones. Don't have a lot of hair.
Me either. Very yeah. fine. Very thin.
Yeah. I'm actually. I used to have, my mom would say that I looked like Mary's sister Teresa, like nun, because I didn't ever cut my hair. It was like, I was also, I dressed really modest too. Okay.
Me
my
too.
Tits are kind of out literally right now. Me. But I think I'm sexiest in a turtleneck. And I'm not kidding.
Rachel, I I'm not die kidding. On this I'm not hill. Kidding. I tell all my guy friends, like when they're like, oh, I'm out like looking for a girl, I'm like, look for the girl in the turtleneck, because number one, y'all don't know what's under that turtleneck. And so number two, true. Like, I think they're so sleek, so chic, so flattering. Like completely a very like fit, well-fitted turtleneck. Agree.
A black like
a ponytail?
A black turtleneck and a slick back bun. I've never felt more confident in my entire life. And like honestly, a long denim skirt. Cover me head to toe, but you're going to see a little toe peek at the bottom.
You're going to see that toe.
But you know what I mean?
No, I agree totally.
Yes. But now knowing and having so much feedback from clients and feeling so confident in what I do, yeah. I know that I'm good at it. But I'm also just such a fair person and I want to be yeah. accessible to everyone, honestly. I want my best friend to feel like they can reach out to me and,
yeah.
you know, or someone who has a smaller budget. I never want to feel like it's only for people who can afford mm-hmm. clothes in Highland Park Village.
Yeah. I feel like you do such a good job of that because, like, literally from the time I met her, I was like, okay, she'll like help me find Zara. Like, I don't need to feel like, oh my God, I have to go buy something from her at Veronica Beard, or like, oh my God, like she'll meet me at the mall and we'll go to yes. like J. Crew. Yeah.
I like, dig. I love a sales rack.
Yeah.
First of all, being working in retail, you don't want to buy anything full price ever again because mm-hmm. the people that work there get such a discount that you're like, I don't want to pay full price.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no. It actually hurts my soul, and I will, but it's rare that I will buy something full price. Yeah. Well, I say that, but like Free People never goes on sale. Mm-hmm. There's things that never go on sale, and I understand that. But generally, like, I don't like to buy anything full price. Yeah.
All right. So we all know fall is around the corner, and this is something that I had a crisis about and texted Rachel about. I was like, literally, my fall wardrobe is – it's not looking up, guys. Okay. So what are some fall trend predictions for this season?
Okay. This is tough because I think we're seeing a lot of pre-fall right now. I did a little mood board recently about like what's in vogue and, you know, what's mm-hmm. – so burgundy is a huge color this year, or red is really big. And Simkai has a really pretty like Merlot color that's out right now. So a lot of brands are doing reds and, you know, wine colors and stuff like that. So I think that color specifically is going to be really big. I think we're still going to see a lot of cardigans, and I think you're going to see a lot of cardigans where it's just button buttoned at the top out. You're going to see
that's cute.
Just buttoned in the middle or, you know, worn as just a top or on your shoulders. I think that's probably my favorite accessory right now. I think especially for Dallas weather is we're wearing sleeveless sweaters until November.
No,
let's
literally.
Let's be honest.
Literally.
We're sweating on Halloween. So it's like we can't really get ahead of ourselves. But what I will say, if you're trying to buy for fall, buy it now because the lightest of fall is out right now.
Yeah.
The lightest of jackets, all of that is out right now. And that's what we're going to be wearing November, December.
So
you kind of need to start buying now for what you're going to be wearing deep into fall, at least if you're in Texas.
That makes me feel better.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because sweaters, we can't wear cashmere.
No. Like thick turtleneck sweaters. I will choke.
Yeah, I will choke.
I love those.
I love them. Don't get me wrong. It's like that influencer photo where they're all wearing the tall boots. It's like they're all wearing browns and all of that. So I think that that's still going to be a big thing is the cardigan trend. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say this as my out, but I was like, I don't want to be crazy, but I really – Sophia Richie is kind of a trigger word for me. I love her and I love her style, but I just think that we've gotten into this place with fashion where it's like one thing fits all or one style is for everyone. And I want to just almost challenge girls out there to like dress differently.
Yeah.
And like go out of your comfort zone a little bit, play around with shape. And honestly, I don't think a ballet flat is flattering on a foot. And I'll say this, I think it makes you look very flush with the ground and flat. I don't think it – I even think – and this is like a general rule for me. The wider the leg of a pant, the pointier your toe needs to be.
I agree.
Because if you – let's say you wear a ballet flat with a wide leg jean. Are you joking me right now? You just look
– like frumpy almost. Like
no. Even a high heel like my Gani buckle ballerina flats.
Those are so cute.
That was the most expensive pair of shoes I ever bought. And this was before the dupes came out. I've – walk a mile in these Louboutins. Like the way I've walked miles in those shoes, but I think because they're
around North Park.
No, they literally are so flattering on the foot because it draws your eye down. So the bigger, the wider the leg, you have to wear a.
You're wearing them right now.
I was I was.
I noticed them right when she came in my house.
Yeah. And even anything, I think a pointed toe really helps elongate your body and makes you look taller.
Yeah.
Even if it's a flat ground. So I would say, you know, Mary Jane's, whatever it is, if it has a little more of a pointed toe, I think it's going to be more flattering.
Yeah.
But that goes into a fall. I think the Mary Jane, you know, the ballet flat, all of that's still really trendy. But I'm just not really giving in to what's everyone's wearing. I'm trying to think really hard about where I want to invest my money. And that goes back to like the classics, the essentials in your closet. Mm-hmm. So I think we're seeing leopard print. It's a really big thing right now.
My mom has always said that like leopard print and zebra print is so in. Like my mom has this coat. It's a zebra print, like not fur because it's zebra. Yeah, a fur zebra print coat. Y'all, I wear this shit out of this coat. And like
it
I remember
the whole outfit. Like
a black turtleneck. Mm-hmm. Black jeans, like a pointy toe boot, and then this black and white zebra coat, favorite thing. And then the inside is like this purple color, which you can only see like the wind in New York hits you or like something. But
it's like a trench?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
It's stunning. And it's my best hand-me-down to date. I'm just obsessed with it.
And I think that's what we need to do more of. So it's like even the trench coat, so in, but it's been a classic staple in a wardrobe for a really long time. Burberry, everyone's been doing it forever. So I'm always going to support my clients when they want to buy things like that. A trench, yes. You know, a Chanel slingback or ballet flat, yes. Like I think absolutely those are closet staples. Do I not think that you can go get a different pair for a lot less? Of course. So I think that's going to be really in. Mm-hmm. I think.
What about suede and studs?
Girl, I'm so excited to work at Kate because I want a studded belt so bad.
No,
and their studded bag. So yeah,
beautiful.
I think, but then again, like if we would have seen this 5 years ago, we would have been like studded everything. What? We hate it. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm just going to really like challenge everyone to be careful what you're buying.
Yeah.
Suede, suede's always been in.
I've
it's more of like,
suede.
How is it being cut now? What's the style of that jacket? So I think that's definitely going to be in like a brown suede jacket, gorgeous, with like a red heel or something.
Stunning.
Like that. Stunning. I think brown in general is really going to be in for fall.
That's like my ultimate.
But I love black and I love black. I'm
Black and chocolate brown are my colors.
No, I mean, when I say every half my wardrobe's black, it's
the most flattering color.
It's the most flattering. And my mom always said, you're young, you shouldn't be wearing black yet. But then my stepmom was like, why would you wear anything else? And like, no, literally. But I think the reason why I like it is it doesn't show wear as much as other colors. Doesn't show sweat. Hello, we live in Dallas.
Hi, I'm always sweating.
Always sweaty. And then also it just – I just can wear it a million times and feel like I'm not wearing the same thing all the time.
No, I know.
I don't know what it is, but you're never like, that girl always wears the same black dress. You know?
Yo, I have this little black dress. I have this black linen Reformation like bubble dress. And I wear the shit out of this dress. And I don't know why, but in my head, because it's black, I'm like, oh, I'll just rewear it. It in white doesn't correlate the same in my brain. Like,
but will you post an outfit every time you wear it? Like, let's say you will. You'll just repost it.
I will literally post a TikTok in these outfits 24/7. And then I'm like, well, I think I literally posted this exact outfit already. But like,
that's another thing I love that is so out. Rewear your outfits.
Yes.
There's a reason you bought it. There's a reason you love it. Yeah. And especially if you're a girl in your 20s and we're going on dates and we're seeing other guys.
Sorry, we have to rewear the
Why don't
outfits.
We have like a uniform for first dates? Always your first date outfit. There's a reason you picked it. Stop putting yourself through all this trouble of trying to find a new outfit. Wear the same outfit. So silly. And it's honestly comes from such a place of privilege, which it is a privilege to own nice clothes that we love and wear. But like, I'm wearing my clothes again. Like this dress I'm wearing, I'm wearing it this weekend in Houston.
It's so cute.
There's a black strapless Veronica Beard top that zips up the back. I actually think I've worn that 100 times. And it was, I think, full price $4.98. Obviously, I got it with my discount. But I have gotten my wear out of that top, and it's something I will always have. And so that goes back to investing in those, you know, all the black things, all the white things, those classic pieces in your closet. I would love to help you with this too, is making fun, new, creative outfits with clothes you already own.
Yeah.
I'm actually, when you hire me, it's a little tip here, you're saving money.
You are.
Because you're going to wear your stuff so many different ways, and I'm going to style it in so many ways that you didn't even think of. And then you're going to be like, I'm not wearing – I don't feel like I'm wearing the same outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like – you know, I just even expand your thought process. We're like, oh, my God, I would have never thought to wear that bag with this and that and that. So I think we're just like, let's mix and match this fall season. Don't go buy, you know, all brand new things. You know, get some new basics and then – you know, go from there. I also would say stop buying for one occasion things.
Yes.
You texted me and you're like, I'm going to that gala. I need a new dress. And I'm like, Reeves, I have an Alice and Olivia. I have two Alice and Olivia dresses. I have stuff.
I bought a dress. Like, I need to stop.
Ask everyone in your life, is there something you can borrow before you go out and spend your own money?
No, because I always borrow stuff. That is like a great tip. Like always
just offer
stuff.
To get it dry clean, but borrow, like especially for the girls that work in retail stores. We have so many things.
Like think about Rachel. Like, so she's helping me with a few things. Number one is like the closet clean out situation and like getting new outfits together. But I'm going to Europe in October and I was like, I really want to pack in a carry on. Please help. So she's doing that and she was like, okay, you can borrow this. And I'm like, okay, she like really means that.
No, I mean it. And I would say this to anyone, like if we're close friends or even if you're a complete stranger, an Instagram follower, and you're like, I saw you had this. I'm like, borrow it. Just like go get it dry cleaned, girl. Bring it back. I had a guy actually, when I told him I was a stylist, he was intimidated. He was like, that literally sounds expensive.
Oh.
And I was like, it made me think, yeah, it does, because he probably thinks I'm buying clothes all the time and, you know, I need something for this or for that. But after I heard that, I was like, wow. But also my goal in life is to have like a Jenna Lyons closet. I mean, I'm not getting rid of anything else in my life. And I know what I preach is like, if it's not serving you, if it's, you know, whatever, get rid of it. But I think because I'm in this headspace of wanting to invest in clothes, I want to keep everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want my future daughter to be like, I want to go in my mom's closet. And it's stuff I've had for years.
Mm-hmm.
But those TikToks I see of girls getting to borrow their mom's
– it's iconic.
Chanel's or whatever. I'm not at the Chanel point at all. I mean, it's literally like Free People barrel jeans that I'll have in like 20 years. My daughter's like, can I wear them? But you know what I mean? Like
everything comes back. All the trends come back.
Yes. And I just want all the things. I want to wake up one day and be like, I wish I still had that top that I had in eighth grade. Like, I just love clothes so much, in the way that they hold special memories for me too.
Okay, well, I feel like everyone can really get a lot of inspiration, feedback from Rachel. Like, I feel like this was like a very informative episode.
Thank you.
I feel like I needed this conversation a lot. Love. So I feel like everyone's gonna love it.
I hope so. And I want to touch again on the gatekeeping of like styling or information. If you have any interest at all in being a personal stylist or a wardrobe stylist, please reach out to me.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, let's go get a coffee or whatever. I'd love, you know, because I'm on Shopify now and I have clients that, you know, will go through my like to know it links and stuff. And so there's extra ways of income. Even if, let's say, you start out charging $50 an hour, $75, like there's other streams of income. And there's I want to tell you everything I know. Like, obviously I'm bottled up with info. Like, ask me, I'll tell you how to be successful. So if you're curious, like, ask,
reach out to her. Yes. I'll have Rachel. Do you want to like give them your TikTok? Yes. Instagram.
So my TikTok, Instagram, LTK shop my, I think everything is what Rachel Dubin wore. Because I don't know. I thought that was kind of cute.
No, it's so cute.
And when I first changed it, I was like, I'm doing this. Like, no, this so is my thing. So yeah, so it's what Rachel Dubin wore on everything. And then I start at Kate in Highland Park Village. It's going to be under Park House on September 3rd. I think the store opens on the 15th. I'm not sure when this episode's coming out, but no pressure to buy anything, but stop by and say hi.
She's the cutest.
You can shop. You can try on everything and just have fun and like a good shopping experience.
Well, I'm going to go.
Yes.
And I'm going to try on a bunch of stuff.
You have to try on the Danielle jeans.
Oh, I literally can't wait.
They were like, they asked me in an email, what are you most excited about starting it? I said, I want to get my hands on a pair of those Danielle jeans.
No, literally.
Yes. So I'm so excited. The infamous
jeans.
Yes.
Well, thank y'all for listening. As always, feel free to DM me, leave a review, like, subscribe, do all the things. Be sure to follow the podcast Instagram and TikTok. I believe it's Spritz O'Clock Pod or Spritz O'Clock Podcast. I should know this. They're both
different.
You should
totally know this.
But anyways, I hope everyone enjoyed this episode and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.